What was the inkling that I had that would make me get into radio? And I'll tell you the story now. It's strong women. My entire life has been filled with strong women. And I'm honoring those strong women today. And I'll start, of course, at the very beginning. My mom was an incredibly strong woman, born in Argentina, came to the United States in 59, and really was the glue, the bond that held our family together. My mom raised other strong women in my two sisters, Alicia, who I lost a few years ago to pulmonary fibrosis, my beautiful sister Alicia, and my beautiful sister Gloria, both very strong women who in turn raised strong women. So, I mean, it's just the line of my family has just been really blessed to have incredibly strong women. And my mom, back in the 60s when I was growing up, 60s and early 70s, my mom was a giant Tom Jones fan. Yeah, I mean, you couldn't get in the car. She was a Tom Jones fan. And when we had parties around the house, I would pretend to be Tom Jones. I was actually like, it's odd. And you'd think, wow, that's a little freaky now, a little six-year-old trying to be Tom Jones. But I would walk around the parties with all the adults. I was the six-year-old that would walk around with a pen in my hand, and I would sing some Tom Jones, man. So for the very first strong person and strong woman in my life, a little Tom Jones for my mom.
Flickering shadows of love on her blind. She was my woman.
KXRN LP, Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Me, I watched and went out of my mind. At break of day, when that man drove away, I was waiting. I crossed the street to her house and she opened the door. She stood there laughing. I felt the knife in my hand and she laughed no more.
Give
KX93.5 and Takeover Tuesday. You got the 8 o'clock hour with Ed. A very good morning to you. And I'm so glad I got joined this morning by my beautiful daughter, Shelby, who's in studio with me, came to town just to say hello and drop in. So that's kind of cool. We're going to be talking, if not with her, because she's a little on the shy side, we're certainly going to be talking about her as I am honoring all the strong women who've been in my life. And I really, really have a lot of strong women. I'm only going to mention a few today. But sense of humor, I got that from again, my mom had an incredible sense of humor. Check this out. Let's see if we can make this work here. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, I want to tell you that before I found KX93.5, other radio stations had treated me poorly. As a listener, they treated me really bad. They didn't care about my listening habits. They didn't care at all. They abandoned me. They left me out in the cold and shivering. And then I found KX93.5. That's right. Great music. That eclectic format. All that great variety of programming. That sense of community. I wasn't shivering anymore. Contribute with a tax-deductible donation to KX93.5. They rescued me.
Yeah, they did. We're in the middle of a KX takeover, and if you're not hip to what it is, we're supporting the radio station. I was invited on here a year ago to come on in, and everybody had known me from the radio station. I'd been doing a stand-up show in town. Wow, going on now 15 years. So that's been a long time. So anyway, last year they invited me to come on in and do a takeover show. I was happy to do it. I brought in some of my favorite music. And I tried to tell you then how important the radio station is to the community and how important it's been to me. I now have had the opportunity in the last few months of working here to really share that story with you. And being involved with these people, it's unbelievable that the work they do and how hard they work to make a cohesive unit out of this city. So my hat's off, not just as an employee of KX93.5, but as a fan and a listener. And I told you that I would share this hour's stories of really strong women in my life. And I have one sitting directly across from me right now. And I could not be more proud or happy to have this moment. My daughter, Shelby, 26 years old now. Strength is I get everything from her. I get my strength from her. When she was obviously everybody's delight and joy. And I'm so delighted, by the way, that yesterday Monica and Tyler informed you that they were going to have a baby girl. And now I just rejoice for them because I know that feeling. I know how it feels the very first time you hold her. And I know how it feels when you load up the car with soccer gear. And I know how it feels when you brush her hair before kindergarten and hold her hand on the way to school. Those are things, those are moments in life that just, they ground you. But Shelby, halfway through a very athletic career as a young girl, as 6, 7, 8, she started soccer, playing 10, 11, 12. She was really good. Shelby required spine surgery. 13, 12? She was 13 years old. And required spine surgery. And I couldn't believe, to this day, I can't believe that a 13-year-old could be so grounded and could have handled it the way she did with such strength. I mean, she was in one of those body casts for a long time. The surgery, the recovery from that took a long time. We didn't know if she'd get back into athletics or not, and she did. And successfully so, but she did it strictly out of will and strength. And I learned as a parent, you know, when they're under the knife, first of all, that's something separate. But recovery from that and finding out how strong she was, to this day, I could not be more proud of the relationship that I have with this now beautiful adult woman who has just as noble a career path as you can imagine. She helps troubled youth. She counsels troubled youth and at-risk youth. And she also volunteers at a suicide hotline, helping those in dire needs at the worst moments of their life. And this is who my daughter is. And as I look at her, I go, oh, my God, I can't even believe this. So when she was little, I used to have to drive into Los Angeles a couple of times a week. I worked in Los Angeles, and I was the daytime dad, man. My comedy happened at night, so I was watching her during the day. So she would do all my daytime stuff with me. I was really fortunate that I could spend days with her. So we would drive into LA. She'd hear all the cheesy music that I loved. She'd hear all the rock. She'd hear all everything that I loved. She would hear and be forced to hear it in the back seat of the car. And then this is a song that stuck with us. It actually, when I hear it, it is my ringtone, and it's my ringtone for Shelby. Has been the theme on my phone. That's been my ringtone for now. Wow, that's a bunch of years it's been my ringtone. Shelby, I hear all these other names. Oh, she's my best friend, but I feel as your best friend. It's my daughter, Shelby, by the way.
Hi.
Hello. Thank you for throwing on the headphones and jumping on the microphone for a second. I didn't want everybody to think, oh, he made up this daughter. He made her up, and he's just shouting voices. Yes, hello. Yeah, well, welcome out, baby.
Glad to be here.
All right. So you listen to me. Actually, you listen to the show on a daily basis.
I do, on my way to work, on my way to school. And you, mornings, yeah.
That's very cool. And even when I'm not on, she doesn't just listen to the Mornings with Ed show. She listens throughout the day because she's a member of the community still. Even though you don't live here, really, do you feel like a member of the community?
I do, yeah. I'm always rooting for Laguna Beach, always dreaming about coming back and hanging at the beach. So, yeah, I'm definitely part of the Laguna community.
Right on, Shelby. And I shouldn't have let the strong women thing go involving you without sending love to your mom. Shelby's mom, Mar is her name, is truly still one of my best friends. I can't tell you how great it is, first of all, to not only have a wonderful relationship with my 26-year-old adult daughter, but to still have a really great relationship with her mom as well. And it was never an ugly thing. It was always kind of really cool. I always loved her, and she's still my very good friend. So yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we are actually, I'm about to tell you about some other friends here. And again, there's a moment where there's a moment where we get really serious, and a moment where we're going to have some fun. But I want to tell you about a friend of mine, Vicky. Again, I got the question asked of me the other day, where do I find my positive outlook on life? How do I get so positive? And really, a lot of my friends keep me positive. They keep me grounded because regardless of what they've been through in their lives, they remain positive. I have a friend, Vicky. If you're an adult, do you remember your first love? Huh? Do you remember your first, Shelby, do you remember your first love?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I remember mine. Her name was Vicky. We met in seventh grade. It was Mr. Bass's English class. And I was always the same guy. So first day of school, I crack a joke and her laughter just cracks the air. And then she tops the joke. And there began our relationship, our friendship. It was like, okay, it was a comedic friendship at first. We never really dated through junior high school, but we got serious in high school. In high school, we finally pulled the trigger and got a little serious. I loved her because she was always that kid that would go and befriend the kid who sat alone. I loved that type of person. If there was someone sitting alone in the cafeteria during lunch in junior high school, Vicky was that one. She was the only one that would walk over and try and be friends with this person. Inclusive. And I never, ever heard her be mean or catty to someone less fortunate or less confident than her. She always punched up. She made fun of people, but she punched up. She never punched down. I loved her for that and still do to this day. She's exactly the same person this day. She was always smarter than the rest of us. In everything, math, literature, life. I could never figure out why she was just so worldly. What I knew that no one else did, though, was that Vicky's life at home was less than ideal. Her and her sister, Cindy, they were raised by a single mom who tried. A single mom sometimes try as hard as you can, but you have a lot on your plate as a single mother. And growing up in Las Vegas, in the 70s as a single mom, working in the casinos. That was tough. It was too much. No hate at all directed at her mom. It was just a lot to have on her plate. So Vicky spent those years and her high school years in and out of the foster system and spent her time in many different foster homes in a system that didn't really screen in those days for pedophiles and abusers and such. And thus, things like molestation and rape was rampant in the foster system in those days. And a 16-year-old high school girl was just a target, really. But how do you come back from that? You know, how do you come back from that kind of thing? And I knew her then and I know her now. And man, I tell you, she did come back. She's a wonderful example of someone whose spirit, time cannot change. That spirit is the same. She's the same girl that was cracking that laughter in junior high school that first day. She's exactly the same person. She didn't let life swallow her up. She didn't let her life swallow her. She still befriends that person sitting alone. And she's always been the glass half full and positive girl, always looking for the good in people. She scored the two professions that suit her best, that she was born for, a scientist and a teacher. And I don't think you can find more noble professions in any case. Now, the song I'm going to play for her is something that she did in junior high school. There was a theater class presentation that you, it was like a video. They shot a video to a song, and Vicky was the lead actress in this song. The entire school got a chance to see it and see her talent, and she was awesome. So, to my friend Vicky, teaching me strength and teaching me that there is the glass that's half full, little Stevie Wonder for you.
Looking back on when I was a little nappy-headed boy.
Mornings with Ed. And I'm sitting in studio. Shelby with us for another few minutes. And do you remember me playing that in the car?
I do. I remember this funky song.
Now you said as I went into that song, you went, "What a perfect song to perform in front of other people." And Vicky did a fantastic job performing that song. She was so great at it. She was the kid writing on the wall and smoking. Say, it was perfect. It was really well done. I've got a lot of friends that I'm going to talk about this morning. We've got about another half hour or so. We're going to do, again, as I said, we're going to mix a little serious with some funny stuff. And we hope that you enjoy all of it together as we do it. It is, of course, KX Takeover. And the reason we're doing this is for you to help us support community radio. Again, we support, in turn, all other nonprofits here in the community. By giving them time on air, by being at their events. The number here is 949-715-5936, 949-715-4859 for the back line. And as I said, yeah, we can do a little funny stuff every once in a while.
You know, without your help, that's as much of that song as we could play. Hi, this is Ed, and your tax-deductible donations ensure that we're able to play songs in their entirety. Imagine hearing only the intros to great music. That simply won't do. So call now with your tax-deductible donations and keep us playing songs in their entirety. Operators are standing by. That number is 949-715-4859. Did Led Zeppelin want their legacy to be this? Or Green Day, this? Call now, because we all want to hear
songs in their entirety. Yes, that's a problem. You know, if you don't call in and support KX93.5, you only get like 12 seconds of each song, man. That's the way the rules work, man. I didn't make them up. I just follow them. So yeah, 949-715-5936, 949. And I chuckle. I love that little thing. That's kind of cool. Being a little serious, and also at the same time, we're just kind of, I'm so glad that my daughter's in studio with me. At the same time, we can also be a little funny and share some cool memories. You are here for how much longer do I have you? Not in studio, but in town.
I leave tomorrow.
Okay, so you go back. You're studying hard when you go back. You're right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm getting my master's right now in school counseling.
All right. So
lots of work.
Lots of work. So it is it's that final push. It really is. So go do your homework. I never have to say that with her, man. She's such a. Okay, I'm done bragging about you. I swear, I'm embarrassing her by bragging. Let's give you a little some music. Some cool stuff. This is by request, by the way. Someone actually called in to suggest for a song, and I could not be more thankful that you asked for this one. Yeah, I just realized it was Shelby that called in and requested the song. I see how you did that. KX93.5, Takeover Tuesday.
Yeah.
KX93.5. It's Takeover Tuesday. And if you want to be live in studio with us, the number is 949-715-5936 or live, or the back studio, 949-715-4859. And what I'm doing all this hour is I'm just really going over the strongest people I know. And it just, good fortune would have it, all of the strong women, all of the strong people in my life happen to really be women, with a few exceptions of, you know, my dad and some friends out there and my brother. But most everyone that's been strong has been a woman. And my favorite of all is right here sitting across from me, my beautiful daughter, Shelby. She's taking off now in a few minutes, right? You're taking your...
Yeah, I got a hair appointment.
Yeah, Dad, Pops, your show was great, but I got to get this hair done.
But it's always fun to come in and see what you do.
Right. Thank you. It's nice to know that I actually do something, isn't it? What does he do? He does something. I'm not really sure what. Well, thank you very much, Shelby. And thanks for helping me put this together. Actually, I had already put most of this show together about a week ago. But we lost some of it on the computer, and Shelby stayed up late last night with me, helping me put it together. Thank you very much, baby. I love you so much.
Of course. I love you too, Papa.
All right. Enjoy your hair appointment with all your friends. No, it's just her and the hair person. Make sure it's just you and the hair person. Otherwise they get distracted that way. I want to tell you about a friend of mine. Thanks, Shelby. I want to tell you about a friend of mine, in Idaho. I've known her since high school. Her name is Susan. I loved her for so many reasons, but really in Las Vegas growing up, she knew and kept all of my darkest secrets. You really got to respect that in a girl. She came to the beach every single year once I moved here, to visit a friend, not me. She would visit another friend, and it would just so happen that if I had a show in town, if I was doing a comedy show, Susan, would be there. She would make sure that no matter what, she and her friends would be there. She even brought her beautiful daughter Jess one day, and they were the only guests in the room. It was such a bad night to do comedy. I think it was pouring outside. Everything bad that could happen did. So when she came with her daughter Jess, it was really just them in there. So five comedians gave them a private show. And she couldn't have been cooler. It's hard to do that. It's hard to be an audience member when you're really the only one. But even in a packed house, even if it was a packed house, you couldn't mistake her booming laugh. She has that same laugh, whether there's no one there or there's everyone there. And that's the exact laugh that you want as a comedian. And if you're a comedian and you're a friend, that's the laugh you want from your friend, slicing through the air with just the slightest lack of control. You know, one of those really cool laughs. I just blew it with that laugh, but it wasn't even close to her laugh. Now, I got used to that laugh. I got used to hearing that laugh every summer. I got used to hearing it, and I would look forward to her visits for years, but not last summer. I didn't hear that laugh. Last summer, I missed it. My beautiful and dear friend Susan was diagnosed with breast cancer last year, and she spent the entire year fighting it. And as soon as I heard that she'd gotten it, as soon as she told the rest of the world that she'd been diagnosed with breast cancer, the first thought that came to my mind was, "Uh-oh, breast cancer is about to get an ass whooping." Because that's who Susan is. I'm not kidding, man. She would not let it tackle her. She kicked its butt, and I could not be more proud. Where do you get your strength? Where do you find strength in the oddest places that you never really believe? And Susan, again, once a summer, I'd see her, and realizing her story and hearing her story gave me strength, and following her gave me strength. You know, she was going to kick cancer's butt. There was no doubt. She was angry. It was messing up her Broadway calendar, for goodness sakes. You know, she's wanting to see Broadway shows, and she's just angry now she couldn't see Broadway shows. But she did get through it with the amazing family. Her daughter, Jess, who's a wonderful girl. I met her out here, a doctor now. And Jack, the magnificent son, man. Jack is just an amazing guy, 23 years old. She calls him her rodeo clown. So That's just a great family, and that's how you beat stuff like that, man, is with an amazing family and that support. And I just wanted her to know that there's not a moment that goes by that I don't feel inspired by her, and I don't get a little of my courage from hearing her story, man, or I don't get a little courage, you know, from her. By the way, Jack made the most amazing, and I saw this on Facebook, he made the most amazing competition-level cornhole game. Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. I'd love for him to make one for us here at the studio. So to my friend Susan, she's a warrior, man. She's an amazing mother, a wife, a sister, a friend to hundreds. And her battle continues, but she's kicking its butt, man. So this is for my friend Susan. KX93.5, and this is the Mornings with Ed version of the takeover. Good morning, Laguna Beach, and good morning, rest of the world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I'm dedicating this hour to the strength that I find in the women that I know in my life. And I wanted you also to know, it's not just about that. What we're doing here is hugely important. So, again, 715-5936 is the number. In studio, 715-4859 is the back line. And just in case you're wondering, we focus heavily, this radio station does, on our local community. We give back to Laguna Beach, supporting businesses and nonprofits, the LGBTQ community, arts, the students, and so many more by giving them the airtime to share their missions and promote their goals. It's just like it's a big family. All a rising tide lifts all boats is really what we look at there. We allow locals to create and shape our on-air voice. If you've never heard us, we feature over 60 top-notch volunteer shows each and every week. And again, we couldn't do this without your support. So we aim to lead the conversation about issues that our town cares about. For example, this past election, we co-hosted a city council candidate forum and conducted an hour-long on-air interviews with every single one of the candidates, reaching tens of thousands of listeners. And some would say that their podcast featured, that we had featured on our station, made the difference in how they voted. This past year, we were approved for our first sign on Laguna Canyon Road, allowing us to reach new listeners and Laguna Beach visitors who otherwise wouldn't know about the station or the emergency broadcasting services that we do provide. And in a town with five or more news publications, we're the only live daily source of Laguna Beach news and community. This station is important. It's important to me. It was important to me before I got here as an employee, and it's important to me as a citizen of Laguna Beach. I want to also now take a minute. This one's just a quick shout out to two friends, again, where I find my strength. I've known both of them my entire life. I've known Amanda since fourth grade, and I've known Jackie since junior high school. Amanda's story, she was in Mrs. Fitch's class. She was the teacher's pet, you know that kid, teacher's pet in every class. Everyone who knew her loved her, and still the same thing today. If you know her, you absolutely love Amanda. She's on the right side of every single issue. No matter what the issue is, man, she's on the right side of it. She's just that person, man. It's the goodness within her that puts her on the right side of history in all decisions. And then she's a people first person. Unless it's about dogs, then it's dogs first, of course. And of course, yeah. She sticks with love because hate is just far too big a burden. I also want to tell you about my friend Jackie. Jackie, I can't remember a moment in my life I didn't love her. She was my writing partner for years growing up in junior high school and in high school. We would write some of the greatest letters back and forth beautifully. She's just, she should have been a writer. And I don't know that she's not writing a book now, but she's just beautifully crafted letters. We would meet in between classes and exchange them. I swear I wished I had one of those letters right now. She was amazing. Depending on the day, perfectly timed comedy, exquisitely structured drama, or even on occasion some really decent erotica back then. But that was my friend Jackie. Both of my friends, Amanda and Jackie, lost family members to suicide. And I'm going to give you a suicide. We also help out with suicide prevention here. And I can't fathom what they have been through. I find that the toughest thing that I have had to speak about this morning, because that's unimaginable for me. I find that their strength, when I read their posts on Facebook or whatever, I find that their strength is just, it's something else. And I don't know where they get it. I just wanted both of them to know how much I love them as lifetime friends, and that there's never a day that I don't think about how strong they are. So, to my friends, Amanda and Jackie. KX 93.5. For my beautiful friends, Jackie and Amanda. A reminder to you, the Laguna Beach community, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255. Again, that's 800-273-8255. Talk to somebody, please. If you're feeling it, give them a call. Talk to somebody you know. There is hope. There is hope. It's again, the glass is always half full. So we are in the middle. Actually, we're pretty close. To tuning out of the support thing here. That's good. We're getting some support. 949-715-5936 is the number here. 949-715-5936 in studio. And as I said, we're going to handle serious and we're going to handle great music, but we're also going to give you some funny. It was kind of tough to actually put it together, but let's see what we got here. Tell me if this sounds good.
This is Ed. He's a radio DJ. Ed wasn't smart enough to be a lawyer or driven enough to be a doctor. Ed was the kid who borrowed a pencil and a sheet of paper in school. While his peers are judges and dignitaries, Ed steals office supplies. Yes. Ed is a radio DJ. Now, Ed needs your help. For just pennies a day, you can help purchase the security cameras that might one day catch Ed in the act. Your tax-deductible donation can help save someone like Ed. Don't turn away. Don't act like he's someone else's problem. Call now at 949-715-4859. Maybe your tax-deductible donation can help prevent someone else from becoming a radio DJ. Call now. Show that you care. For Ed.
Yeah, see? You can prevent that from happening to somebody else. So call now for Ed. I really appreciate all the support. KX935.com/takeover is another way to contribute. And what I said I was going to do, and I've been doing it since the 8 o'clock hour, or since the top of the hour, is talk about all of the strength that I find in the people that I know. And it just so happens that this last year, I have found my strength in many of my women friends. And I, of course, always and usually mention my wonderful and beautiful girlfriend, Anne Marie, who provides me with a foundation of strength that I could never fully thank her enough for. I really can't. She is the rock, man. She really, that's what we call her around the house. The rock. All the dogs call her the rock. But I'm focusing on some friends today. That I've had my entire life. I've known this girl since second grade. Her name is Jody. Everyone who's ever known Jody has always known she'd be a winner. I always knew she would be a winner. She was just one of those special people. Student body president from second grade all through school. A cheerleader, not just a cheerleader, she was the captain of the cheerleading squads. A leader in shaping and improving people's body image as she got older. A mom, wife, philanthropist, yoga instructor, Zumba instructor, just an amazing human being. As I said, a winner from day one. She was born in Ohio. She started the A Gift Autism Foundation in 2017. She's done fitness segments on TV. She's just really a pillar of strength and has wonderful, wonderful children. Evan, who's actually a comedian, and that warms my heart. It really does. I watched him enter into comedy and only would see him online. Evan's a funny guy, man, and he's got a really bright future as a comedian. Haley, who is an artist and a magnificent artist, is her daughter. And Jody lost recently, last year, March of last year, Brett. Brett was a beautiful, brilliant go-to guy, as she called him, a world of knowledge. He was 26 years old. His life was cut way too short. But in those 26 years, he experienced 100 years of life. You know, the warm love of a magnificent family, and he found true love in his beautiful girl named Lauren. But for my friend, Jody, again, and as I said earlier, for my friend Amanda, I can't imagine what it's like to lose. I can't even imagine that. I don't want to fathom that thought of losing a child. How do you get out of bed the next day? You know, there are things too horrible as a parent to consider. My strong friend Jody deals with that every single day. I admire her strength. I call it chutzpah. And I admire the bond of her magnificent family. So again, from someone who is completely, utterly unable to put into words what you must be going through every day, I send love and a Casey Abrams song out to my beautiful friend Jody and her magnificent family for Brett.
Girl, you hit me harder than a freight train, right in the middle of my membrane. Driving backwards in a fast lane, headlights off after midnight. Saw you shining in a starlight. Girl, you got me like a bug bite. And now you're under my skin. And I know you know I don't know which way to go to lose you or to get away from you. Lucky that you met me. I'll make sure you don't forget me again. And I don't know what I would do if I was without you. Even though I am, I'm always thinking about you. Spending all my waking time forgetting about you. But you're under my skin. And I know, you know, I don't know which way to go to lose you or to get away from you. Been going crazy, 'cause I want you, baby. But you don't, so get out, get out, get out, get out. 'Cause I'm breaking, and my soul is shaking, like my world is breaking. If I can't have you. Yeah.
KX93.5, and that was Casey Abrams for my friend Jody and her beautiful family, the Fonfa family. That hour went by really fast, and again, I celebrated the courage and strength I get from the women in my life. Started off with my mom and my two sisters, Alicia and Gloria, and then Vicky, Amanda, Jackie, Jody, Susan, my beautiful daughter who joined us this morning, Shelby, in studio. These are the people that give me strength and give me courage. And these are the people that I really want.